I like the positive thinking from the model. I think there's too many variables with the quarterback spot to be like definitively, I think they'll be good next year. I think the expectation for the Browns is to be good starting next year, though.
So I think if we say good and put a win total on it, I think it really gets dicey, because 10 wins to me in Cleveland, that's not good. That's great. That's like,
oh yeah,
and feeling that in under the hypothetical that you're taking a rookie next year, which is how I would assume you'd get better back so quickly. It's really tough to project a rookie quarterback. I know Jaden Daniels did it. I know CJ Stroud has done it. But the other variable being like, who's your head coach? Who's your GM?
Yeah.
Like there's just a part to me that if that was my expectation, I think you should expect to be disappointed. To me, this year is about taking the pill, taking the medicine, and next year is about being competitive again. And competitive can look anywhere from 6 to 7 wins to 10 wins.
Yeah, way too many variables, but also then with the idea that if we just play with the understanding that it's Barry and Stefanski and they're the ones in charge of next year, it's not like that elicits a lot of hope.
Yeah, well, and I think that's, and because then it becomes, well, okay, what if you win 7 games with a rookie quarterback? Are they in trouble? You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be so many wrinkles to that.
I mean, just to add on to this thing, though, like, I'm sure Browns fans have thought about it because we think about all these things, but like, legitimately, not this upcoming season. In 2026 in week one, you could have a different head coach, a different GM, and a different starting quarterback. Like the three things mixed within an owner, the owner's not changing, obviously. I think there's four things that really matter in an NFL franchise, and it's those four, and three of the four could be changed and different.
And by the way, they could be changed out of order, meaning you get the quarterback next year, they win 7 games, and then go into 2027, you could change either the head coach or GM, and that then will complicate your rebuild, because what's the first thing a new GM does? Those aren't my guys. These are my guys, and we're going to retool the roster. And I don't know, like, if the 2025 draft is as good as we hope it is, you're not going to have as many holes going into 2026. So with two first rounders, especially if one of them is the first pick overall, or if they're both top 15 picks, you should be able to. 2027 feels right. But it's interesting. Like, you know, we've had Barry and Stefanski talk about this, and they're like, it doesn't take X amount of years to do this.
Yeah, they said it's not a baseball team. It doesn't take half of a decade.
Yeah, I do think it's going to take 3 years, though. And barring something unforeseen like Shador being a franchise quarterback this year or growing into one of the next 2 years, barring something unforeseen like Joe Flacco striking, or lightning in a bottle one more time and you win 10 games this year. If this goes the way I think it should, this is a 3 to 5 win team this year. Next year, you're probably going 6 to 10 wins, with the emphasis probably being on the middle part of that, 6, 7, 8 wins. And then 3 years from now, when that rookie quarterback's got a little more under his feet, that's when all of a sudden, not just, because to me, I don't care how quickly you win again. I care how quickly you build this thing the way that is a sustainable build. You were a sustainable build in 2020.
Well, yeah.
And then you tore it apart, and injuries tore, and age, all this stuff tore it apart. The next time they win, I don't want to have to be guessing, are you going to be competitive again the next year the way we have, bouncing in between things year in, year out.
And we can have fun along the way, too. I want to remind people of like what happened with the Patriots last year. That was a 4-win team with the Patriots last year. Why are they having so much confidence this offseason? And why did Patriots fans look like last year was awesome? It's because they found out everything they needed to with Drake May.
And don't forget, the other part of the fun that you're talking about is we're going to continue to get steps away from Deshaun being the guy. And it's because it's not just the Deshaun thing. The Deshaun discourse weighed so many of us down. It was such a anchor.
Oh, we turned into legal experts for a stretch of it, too. I mean, that was just ridiculous.
Well, but I mean, even at the end, I mean, dude, we were picking apart 175-yard performances, and I was seeing ghosts with Amari Cooper getting a touchdown taken off the board that would have, oh, he would have had 250 yards and then came out the next week and completely
stopped.
He would have
had game. We need to stop, right? Can we need to just, because it didn't happen. We kept doing that over and over again.
But do you know when we go to the young quarterbacks this year and beyond?
I know. No,
the would have had a game is coming back.
I'm hoping we set the precedent ahead of time that we can't do the would have had game. It's not how sports work. And I'm going to be guilty of it myself. You know I will be.
Especially if it's Shador.
At some point, there will be a pass that Shador has that gets taken off the board. And I'm like, what? About 175 yards plus that, and I'll be just as guilty as anybody, but let's work on this.
So Damon Wolf, who is a analytics NFL analytics I would say analyst that analytics. He has the Browns projected to be a 7-win team this year, 10 wins next year, and in 2026, and then in 2027, a 12-win team. When do you actually expect the Browns to be good again? 216-474-0092. Let's go with Adam in Lakewood. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What you got for us?
I'm tired of it.
Not
only
the show,
Mr.
Hopefully.
Barry can screw this up. If Mr. Flacco starts, we're going to be just fine. We're going to win 10 or 11 games. We're going to make the playoffs. We beat the crummy Steelers and the Purple Brownies with our worst squad ever. The only reason we were terrible last year is because we had no quarterback. We are closer to the 23 team than we are to the 24 team, and I expect us to be good right now, gentlemen. I'm not playing around. Mr. Barry got to get out of his own way. I need Flacco, starter, Pickett, to Shador's team when Flacco is done. You guys know my point of view. I shared that with you before. Should I sit and you want to talk, or shall I just hang up and listen?
One question, Adam. Do you refer, yes, to everyone in your life with the Mr. in front of it, or is it just athletes?
I do not use Mr. as frequently. No, sir, I do not.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jonathan. Jonathan doesn't get sir'd a lot. Adam, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, guys.
I think Adam's
good manners is what he's got.
He
there.
Does. I think Adam's analytical model is a little, different than the rest of us.
Do you buy into what he's saying? I thought it was an interesting point. He thinks they're closer to 2023 than they are 2024.
I think I can understand why he gets there, but I think that's as rosy as you can take.
Well, the Joe Flacco winning 10 or 11 games thing is about as rosy as it gets. There's no doubt about that. I find it interesting, though, that Adam thinks that they're closer to 2023 than 2024. I look at this season almost as a continuation of 2024 with new faces at quarterback.
I think that's fair. I also think maybe Adam is not taking into account the lightning in a bottle kind of stuff with Joe. So for that to happen, for the pie in the sky version of this, the offensive line has to be healthy and all the way back.
Right.
And I mean, like, we see the same offensive line for 17 straight games.
Judkins basically has to be Saquon Barkley.
He has to be an immediate, and I'm not just talking about a good running back, because there are plenty of good running. We're talking about bell cow back, 1,400 yards, and Jerome and Dylan Sampson have to probably put up another 600 or 700 yards together. Jerry Jeudy has to be a true number one, which I think we saw shades of last year with no quarterback help.
Cedric Tillman can build off what he did last year before he ended up injured.
And Njoku has to bounce back. Fannin has to hit the ground running.
Going to need a big Njoku year.
And then your defense.
That's what worked in 2023 so well with Flacco, was Njoku.
And I think your defense is going to have to be the best defense in football again. I don't think being the 10th best will help you this year. I think it's like the difference between elite Guardians bullpen and very good, which is what they are this year, still top 10. That's where we are with the defense. It has to be what top three, one, maybe historically good.
Which sounds like when you were discussing the Guardians before the season, and it's like, this guy has to hit 25 home runs. This guy has to hit 20 to 25 home runs. And it's like, we got a lot of rosy expectations there.
I missed him by this much.
Yeah.
Let's go with Mario in Cleveland. Mario, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. I'm going to be quick. Nick, I can't believe that you're only giving us three to five wins.
I believe I said
this
that.
This team capable of winning at least seven. I'm going to give them at least seven, but I think, honestly, I kind of want them to tank this year. Like, I really don't want them to be good. Let's just pack it in and get ready for the next draft. But 7 wins, I feel like they're playing with house money. If y'all going to pack it in, let's just see what Dylan or Shador got. I don't know why Flacco is going to be a quarterback if you're not at least trying to be competitive. So I think they can be competitive. I agree with the guy. I think we're closer to 2023. Like, I feel like we're going to run the ball this year. Judkins is probably going to be that type of back that he ain't going to be no Saquon, but I think he can give us what we need. I think they'd be competitive. 7 wins sound about right, but I don't know if I want to win 7.
Mario?
Because it makes sense.
I've said that I think they'll be the most competitive 3-win team in history. Does that help you?
I'll take that, Nick.
See?
I'll take that.
We built a bridge at Trust Town. That's where we're at there. Mario, we appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
You had 6 teams in the AFC last year of 5 wins or fewer, including the Browns. Like, if you get to 7, then as far as your draft picks are concerned, it's going to be, you'll be the 8-9-10 range, potentially 11-12 range.
And can I also tell you where it's going to be really, really frustrating to live? Because it's going to mimic last season in one regard. In the moment, the snow globe game, the Pittsburgh game on Thursday night, was one of the most uplifting, fun things that happened. By 7 weeks later, everyone looked at that and said winning that game was a mistake because you would have had the number one pick. And my only fear about a 7-win team is that you might, let's say you do the 2014 Browns, you start 7-4 and then collapse. Yes, it will be more fun during the regular season, but when you're on the outside looking in for one of the big quarterbacks next year, or you have to mortgage the future to go get that quarterback, you'll be kicking yourself for doing that.
I don't know. I don't know. I get what you're saying on the surface, right? I do. I understand that. But if you win seven games with this roster and everything set forth, I think the confidence instilled then in Stefanski and the draft picks then that would have had to be right from Andrew Berry, I do feel like there would have been more confidence that you can build on off of that.
Unless it's that exact model of 2014 where they went 7-4, then they benched Brian Hoyer, they went to Manziel, and they never recovered. Because that December collapse gets coaches fired all the time.
Yeah, and that would be obviously an epic collapse. If they started off 7-4, I'm thinking more if they just won seven games, though. And if they found ways to sprinkle it in when everyone left them for dead to be this 3-4 win, Vegas has them at 5.5, there could be a positive outlook there.
George on Twitter saying we have a 2-year salary cap tsunami. That's a lot of people doing the sports tsunami thing. That'll be a huge drag on the Browns' ability to rebound quickly. It'll be 2027 before they get above 500.
But it really won't be in many respects. Like the salary cap drag, it only drags in a sense that you're paying Deshaun Watson $46 million a year as far as the cap is concerned, which is the 10th highest as far as quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like people look at it like you're spending the top money for a quarterback in the entire league. Like, no, you're paying the rookie quarterbacks and back of that $1 million, $2 million, basically nothing.
Let's go with Mike in Streetsboro. Mike, we got about 60 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I think, last year's quarterbacks were just a caca, as we say. You know, these guys will be better. They're going to win at least 6 to 7 games. If they can give the defense any kind of break, we'll be in them.
All right, Mike, we appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so
much. Where's the optimism flowing from today? That's 3 straight calls, yeah. By the way. Is it just been enough time where we haven't heard from them with mandatory minicamp in between training camp? Is this the time of the year? Because you'd think they'd read national articles and just see us get just waxed single day.
One, it's summer, and we've got distance from the suck of last year. So
distance helps. Distance definitely helps.
And we're also enjoying the nice weather. 2, we love Joe Flacco in this town. And 3... the Browns have promised to go back to when they were successful, and I think people still think the basically is buying into the idea that Deshaun was the only reason he went 3-14 last year. And 4, I don't think many of us are having the honest conversation of how not great a quarterback room with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and 2 rookies that were taken in the middle of the draft, how actually bad that looks when you put it up to cogent ideas at quarterback this year. Okay, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Joe Burrow. Oof. Okay, those 4 quarterbacks. Josh Allen. Oof. C.J. Stroud.
That's why the first 6 weeks of the season, I keep maintaining, it's going to be incredibly hard. Because look at the court. You're not a favorite in any quarterback matchup.
216-474-0092. When do you actually expect the Browns to be good again? And the long-awaited answer to Cleveland Browns fans' nightmare. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.